Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, otherwise known as the TTD, formerly known as the DDD. We're looking at Yuma 81. We're looking at the idea of being vigilant. The Gemara talks about the Rav Bibi Bar Abaye objected and said, "Let the merciful one write in the Torah, be vigilant with regard to the commandment of affliction." The Gemara says if the Torah had written it so, we would apply the rule that be vigilant pertaining to a prohibition constitutes a prohibition, whereas be vigilant pertaining to a positive commandment constitutes a positive commandment. I want to focus on the idea of the term of be vigilant. In general, in life, a little bit of foresight. Meretz Hashem, we're going to talk about this in a Tani Talks Life series, formerly the lecture series. If a person had a little bit of foresight, a little bit of forethinking, of foreseeing the future, especially with words he says, which I'm very guilty of, and all of us probably are, but definitely me, and thinking about actions down the road, if a person was able to be a little vigilant, a little foreseeing, knowing the future, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, a lot of stress would be avoided. If a person's going on a trip with his family, and I call it a family trip, I call it a relocation, not a vacation. If you have little kids, you know what I'm talking about. In the winter, we did that. We took a little family relocation trip. We went to a lake house just to have a different change of scenery while I was working remotely for the DOE. You know, you have to be a little vigilant, a little foresight. What food are you going to need? What clothing are you going to need? Do you have a washing machine there? Do they have any kosher pots and pans? Is it kosherable? What are you going to need? Be vigilant in what you need. Also, in general, in life, if you're struggling with anything, especially a person that has different addictions or afflictions or needs or the like, watch out for triggers. If you know that on your way home, when you walk, you're enticed by McDonald's, figure out a different way home. If a person struggles with smoking and he's going to go to play pool with friends and it's a smoker's bar, why would you do that to yourself? Be vigilant. Avoid triggers and know what you might need in the future. Foresee what you might need. If a person is struggling with alcohol or wine or the like, why would you put yourself in a situation to go kiddush hopping? You're asking for trouble. Why would you even put yourself to go kiddush to begin with? Maybe make your own kiddush, invite people to your house where it's only sparkling grape juice, which is what we drink, my wife and I and our kids. We don't have that. We don't even do alcohol or have alcohol. Not that we're so tied down to it, but we actually prefer sparkling grape juice. So put yourself in good situations. Be vigilant. Foresee what you might need. Try to think about the future. As Pirkei Avos says, Ezehu Chacham Halamin Mekol Adam, when you learn from everyone, you could see how to foresee the future, because the Talmud teaches us, Ezehu Chacham, they changed the text, Haroa Es Hanolad. One who foresees the future, knows the outcomes of the consequences of events, knows to be vigilant when walking around, when going around, trying to foresee what might be triggers or stumbling blocks, trying to see what you might need in different situations. Make sure to do so in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 82 here on Tani Talk Stuff on the TTD.